Eternal Father, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Eternally the same. Eternally young. That's something that just delights my heart. You are as creative and energetic right now as you have been from all of eternity, as you were on the day of creation. And in these days, you are creating, you are recreating, you are redeeming, you are working for the good of every one of us, and in special ways for those who love you and are called according to your own purpose. Lord, we delight in you, we worship you, and know that you are the Almighty, and you are our Savior. Now, Lord, I want to bring to you our Salvation Army leaders. We could spend a lot of time talking to you about this. There are some that are on my heart constantly, particularly those who carry such enormous responsibility. And the enemy could use just the weight of that responsibility to keep them from being fully well and fully effective. But we stand against every evil purpose of the enemy and pray, mighty God, that you'll just buoy up every leader by our prayers and by our faith as we cooperate with your Holy Spirit. Lord, protect them and preserve them and keep them centered and focused and full of grace and full of joy in the Holy Spirit. Meet their needs on a daily basis. Help them to find a pace that they can sustain. Help them to learn even more fully the unforced rhythms of grace in their lives. I pray not only for those in high command, but every one of us who have been given the responsibility of ministry. But that's all of us, Lord, because none of us can just say we haven't been called, because your very love constrains us. And we've got to come to the conclusion that we have no option but to live for you who died for us and rose again. And so, Lord, for all of us, protect us from the enemy, I pray. Help us to put on the whole armor of God from head to toe, and keep the shield of faith there and the sword of the Spirit, the words that you give us. And notice that there's nothing to protect our back, but maybe we can cover each other's backs in prayer. Maybe there are ways that we can stand together to prevent the enemy from getting through. He knows our weaknesses and our vulnerabilities so well. He knows how to discourage us or distract us or to cause us to neglect the things that are most vital to our life and our ministry. And I pray, Lord, that you'll just defeat it and that you'll help us all to be instant and constant in prayer, cooperating with you, and allowing your mighty Spirit to do his work in our lives. It's a mystery to us, Lord, how it is that you have made it so that without prayer, some things cannot take place. We know that we don't make things happen by our prayers. You're the one who decides. You're the one who initiates. You're the one who brings things to pass. But you engage us in this vital ministry on our knees. And Lord, I pray that we will not fail you, for without that prayer, there are some things that you will not do. Thank you, though, for making us a partner with you in this, so that we may be workers together with you to bring about your kingdom and your glory and the honor of your name. Lord, as you taught us to pray, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Let it be done in us, O Lord. And so reveal yourself to us, that we will be able to reveal you to the world, not just in words and in deeds, but in life. God, manifest yourself in us, I pray, and grant us your power and your blessing, your passion and love for people, so that we may seek the lost as you did, and build each other up in our most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost and keeping ourselves in your love. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.